Episode 150, Fame. What a day. Oh my gosh, loves, what an amazing day it's been. Today was the first fashion show I've done since COVID. It's such a huge thing because prior to COVID, we had a series of shows every few months. COVID hit and shut everything down, so it's been quite a build back, but today made it all worth it. The last few months, I've been training the models, promoting with flyers, editing emails, managing personalities, setting up everything along with my management team, and so much more. Today, it all came together perfectly, and I couldn't be happier. My hosting was impeccable and flawless, my modeling crisp, and the models I trained really showed out and did their thing on the runway. Even though it was a pressurized situation behind the scenes, I kept my composure and helped create something amazing. Everyone loved it, from the audience to the production team, photographers, owners of the establishment, my manager, and my boyfriend, bestie, and brother. And the best part was they got to meet each other for the first time. Years in the making. And he finally met them 3 years after 3 years. Of course he had met my brother before and they have a great rapport, but he's only heard about Bestie and my manager, and them the same with him. It was great to see them converse and get along, and then afterwards hear good things from each other, from each of them about one another. It truly made me happy knowing that they got along. Bestie said he was great and she was so happy that we found each other. He said he liked Bestie and she was even more friendly than he thought. My manager said that it was cool meeting them, and they were both nice. He said that I talked about them so much, it seemed as if he already knew them. Then they also met my brother, and that was a cool added perk. It was really a brilliant affair, and it felt great to have each of them see me in my element. Bestie said I inspired her, and that felt great. She has never been to one of my shows before, so I was happy that she understood a bit of what I do outside of my regular career. My boyfriend, much like Bestie, said he'd never gone to a fashion show before, and he was proud of me. He said a few of the outfits I wore made him want to rip my clothes off. I told him I felt the same about his beige turtleneck sweater he wore. I love having him there and felt proud to introduce him to my closest friends. After the show was done, he helped clean up, and then we went to Yard House. We were famished. He hadn't eaten all day, and me, only some strawberries and 2 granola bars. We ordered the meat pizza as our entree, and chicken fingers and truffle fries with Shirley Temples for our appetizer. We were ready to eat, but when the pizza came out before our appetizers, we told the waiter to bring it back and keep it heated while we ate our appetizers. They tasted great. The truffle fries were well seasoned, could have been a bit hotter otherwise. Great. And the chicken was perfect. We devoured them, and before you knew it, we were ready for our pizza. The waiter brought it back to us, and we proceeded to consume it. We had pretty good combo as we discussed the show and his thoughts on everything. Then I pulled out my phone to take a picture. It took a while to get the right one, but we were determined and eventually got a few good ones. Feeling satisfied, we head back to our cars and started our journey home. About half an hour later, he called me and we spoke for a bit, recapping the day. It was sad to say goodbye, but we knew we'd see each other in a few days to celebrate Thanksgiving, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. But until then, XOXO, Bombshell out.